Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from, I like to greet you properly. So good day, y'all. This conversation is so real and this is as real as I can get. And I want to stop by and really encourage you that as you are going through and to this next chapter in your life, please get in your word. Why? Because today we in our Bible. Get your Bible out, sis. Like, we definitely are in our Bible today. Why? Because the word is wisdom. The word is what's going to get us through when everything else seems to be falling apart. But because we're in our word, those things start to make sense that you were experiencing. And it may not even make sense. However, the peace that God provides to you that passeth all understanding, that's what makes sense. That's what tells you, you know what? I'm gonna keep going regardless. We got this thing. So this message right here is for you, sis. I talked a little bit so that you could get some of the details. And I did talk a little bit so that you all could get your Bible out, because I just got mass. First Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted that Yah is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Yahuwah. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. By ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and to his marvelous light. We go on, we read it, we have verse 10. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of Yah, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify Yah in the day of visitation. Submit, this verse 13, y'all. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Yah's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. We still going 15. You can fast forward if you're listening to this on the replay, but if you live, hang in there. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As, did y'all hear that? We're going to read 15 again. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as a servant of Yah. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear Yah, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering, wrongdoing. Do you understand what that scripture just said? That's verse 19. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Excuse me, that's better than any meme that we read on social media. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with Yah. Okay? For even hereunto were ye called, because Yahuwah also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. Basically, when Yahuwah Christ was on earth, he ain't do no sin. And there was found none in his mouth. But when people went against him, he didn't go back against them. When he suffered, he didn't threaten them, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. That's why getting in right relationship with the Most High is the most important place and the only relationship that truly matters. You're supposed to honor your parents, and you're supposed to get in your rightful place with the Most High. Why? Because he created you, and he's going to deal with those that wrongfully treat you. It's not your position to do that. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, says Yah, says his word. Amen. Amen. That's for you today, sis. Don't worry about what they talking about. And we're going to finish this out. 24 and 25. 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. So we don't have a right. Let me tell y'all something. This message is for me today. Why? Because I wanted to be angry. There's been a whole lot going on in the world right now that's got me hot, got me mad as fire. However, the Most High said he gonna deal with those things. Even if it don't be the way you feel in your heart, but fix your heart. Look at your heart condition so that God can open the doors for you. This is for you today. Forgive that person so that the Most High can forgive you. Hope good on that person so that you can have open doors and your heart is not in a dark place. We on some heart changing in 2024. As we building more, as we winning our peace back, we dealing with some heart changing things. And I thank you for listening as far, because I pray that you're getting your breakthrough. You ain't going to be able to sit in the room with too many people telling you this. Why? Because we are a people that are full of pride. And our pride comes before the fall. And when people try to tell us, check your heart, oh no, we ain't trying to hear that. Like, that's why I love that my business partner is my mama. Why? Because my mama be like, Lex, you're procrastinating. Get it done. Oh, I be mad as fire. However, I be thankful. Why? Because her strengths are not my strengths and her weaknesses are not my weaknesses. And that's how it is when you're in this thing called life. It's journey. There's things that I'll allow her to share when she chooses to, that I will call her out on, and we balance each other out. That's what life is for. That's what building healthy relationships looks like, is that we are building each other to be the best version that the Most High created us to be. Isn't that why we want to be and need to be around people? Because if we all did the same thing, then there would be no, what is it? Not just fun, but technically there would be no life, because all purpose would be fulfilled by one. And how, what is that? Even the Most High gave us free will, because we have a choice to line up according to his will. Period. That's why there's good and bad. Because without bad, there is no good. Like, this thing is real, and we have to understand that. So I pray that if you know this message is for somebody today, go ahead, share it. Share it, you know, get it flowing. Why? Because we all need to tighten up. We all got to work on that heart. And when we are, this is a warning. This is a whole warning out in these streets. When we are walking accordingly
when we are lining up according to his word, nah, we ain't gonna be perfect. We're gonna fall. We're gonna have issues. However, when we start to walk by the Spirit and not by sight, trust and believe, those that have not started working on the conditions of their heart, they gonna try to call you out. They gonna be your stumbling block. They are going to be the ones to try to pull you back down into the pit. Don't go with them, sis. You gonna have to take a break from them, sis. If God has called you to a purpose to bring your people out of the pit, then that means you have to get away from those people just for a season. Because if not, they're going to pull you back down to what you're familiar with. They're going to put you back in the position that you have outgrown. Them pants and that skirt don't fit no more. And whoever that was for, you get it. This is your season to level up like you've never leveled up before. Are you ready to go? Come with me. Okay, y'all remember the old song, Come With Me. And Mary, I know that's not a good song far as us on a spiritual level, but as I said that, I heard it. But anyway, I just wanted to share. See, talking about them taking me back took me back. Ain't that nothing? So that's how I'm telling you. You got to make sure that you pay attention to your communication. You got to pay attention to those that are faking like they rocking with you. And for real, they just trying to ride the train and they end up being nosy. And when God shows you their heart, you got to believe that thing. And how do you know? They don't show up for you. You always show up for them. But every time it's time for them to show up for you, they start showing you how they really feel about you. They don't put no sacrifice. However, they don't consider how much sacrifice you've put in for them. But it ain't never a tit for tat. Because if God allows them to be used as the person that you were called to help, consider that all joy. Because all things work together for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So all you got to do is get in your right relationship with the Creator. And you can't worry about all that other stuff. You don't have time. Trust me, you're going to be busy. You know, once you become that doctor that God has called you to be, you're going to be busy. You got patients you worried about. You ain't got time to be stressed out about people that didn't believe you was going to be a doctor. If you a singer and you know that you're a singer, you ain't got time to be worried about those that say, oh, you can't sing, or ain't nobody gonna buy your music. Or if you're a comedian and ain't nobody believing in your dream and they looking at you like, oh, you just trying to be funny, but you ain't making no money. So what? When your money show up, you will be able to stand in your own two shoes and you ain't got time to worry about what they talking about. Why? Because they want to get in their purpose. But instead of getting in their purpose, they worried about what you got going on. So prayerfully, in the end, you will inspire them that all things are possible. However, you ain't got time to be trying to inspire them while you holding your own oxygen bag to breathe. Y'all know on the plane, you know, one of my old best friends used to always give me this analogy when they felt like, you know, encouraging me. And it sticks to me all the time when I find myself being an overgiver, because most of us that are called and living on our purpose, our heart does start to open up. So we start to fall for the okie doke, like it's okay to be in the presence of those people when for real, they got a knife ready for you and the Most High has shown you. But you're like, no way, I'm misinterpreting that. I'm thinking too hard. No, you're not thinking too hard. You need to listen and heed to the Holy Spirit because he's protecting you. So I say all that to say, when I was having a moment, my old best friend used to always say, well, Lex, you know, if you're on an airplane and you run out of oxygen, you can't grab the airbag and put it on nobody else. You got to put it on yourself first so you can breathe, then help them. So that's for you today, sis. You got to put on that mask yourself so you can breathe and then you can help everybody else. No, that doesn't mean you have to carry yourself rude. It doesn't mean you have to be nasty. It don't mean none of that. It's just carry yourself according to God's word. And God's word is going to teach you how to move. People want to act as if the Most High in the flesh was some little soft, cheesy dude that just let everything slide. Nah, he was wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. His words came out with power. And that's why everybody was mad, because they couldn't find fault in him because it lined up to the scripture. However, he was a representation of the scripture by walking by the Spirit and not by the flesh versus faking like they walking by the word. It's a difference. You can't fake when you walking by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because to the average eye, it's not going to make sense. To the average eye, people are going to look at you like you're crazy. Remember, Noah with no water. He building a whole boat to float in what? This is how we have to put things into perspective. People are looking at you like, how are you going to afford law school when you coming from the hood and you got holes in the wall and you can barely buy a shirt? However, the Most High is going to get you through where you got to go. And this is for whoever is trying to move. Move. You got this, sis. God is going to provide. All he needs you to do is walk by faith and not by sight. All he needs you to do is let go of what you're familiar with and keep going. So, I've been on here way longer than I intended. However, this fire had to get out. And I know this thing won't just for me. So whenever you were listening to this, I pray that you like, share, subscribe, and get this message out there so we can get up out that pit. We got to get out that pit. Stop complaining. Stop gossiping. Stop dealing with negative people. Negative people going to always be there. But if you keep being with them, you're going to be right there with them. So you got to let that thing go. So I inspire you today to have an amazing day. Smile at somebody today. Smiling is a gift, honey. Everybody can't smile. So show them teeth. If you ain't got no teeth, still give them that smile because your face will arch into a smile if you have the ability. So smile at somebody today. Pray for the person in front of you. Pray for the person behind you. You never know. Your prayer may change and or save their life because prayer works. Prayer moves mountains. Amen. So again, make this the best day of your life. And until then, I love you and be great on purpose. Good day.